This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Got a text for you.
Okay.
707 says, "Hey, I'm getting married this weekend in San Luis Obispo, and we have an extra seat at the head of the table with some cute bridesmaids.
Uh-oh.
Hooman.
Uh-oh.
Will you come?"
What city did you say it was
in? San Luis Obispo.
Oh, damn. And what was the date?
It's weekend.
This weekend.
What night?
Doesn't say.
Yeah. Probably Saturday.
I wish I would have had a little bit more notice.
Well, you're off the hook for me for Saturday. The kids want to do a family night.
So. Yeah, but you said the kid changes the
moment. They want to do a
family night. I know, but I talked to them about
like that, Vinny?
It specifically.
Oh,
okay. Wait a minute. So he's off the hook?
Yeah, he wanted to come over. He's got something to do on Sunday.
Yeah.
So he wanted to come finish The Punisher on Saturday night. And it's nice when he comes over when we don't have to work the next day, because then we have a drink and He pretends to have a drink.
Hey, but the kids won't let him come over, or they want him to come
over?
They
all of a sudden want to have family night, even though they haven't wanted to have it in a while.
Even though what?
They didn't want to have it in a while.
No. We have a family night every weekend.
Oh,
it just depends which night.
I thought you said your one boy kept skipping out.
Well,
I
said he might, because all his friends are coming home from college now, so he's busy seeing people.
All right. Oh.
But yes, that was so I made sure that he wanted to.
So Hooman's out.
So this weekend is not happening.
Oh,
so
that's
too bad. I know.
Well, you're free then to go to the wedding, Hooman.
Yeah, you can go to the wedding.
San Luis Obispo, I already told you.
Don't you listen?
God. All right, it sounds like you can't make it. Nice person.
I'm sorry.
It's very nice.
I wish I would have had a little bit more notice.
Yeah. Try to send in a formal invitation, too. He always feels better about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with Kurt Cobain's guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been bubbling for a while. Frances Bean Cobain is the daughter of Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. Mm-hmm. She was just a baby when he died. She married a dude a couple years ago, and surprise, it fell apart. When they broke up, he said, "I want $25,000 a month in spousal support. I want the house that we bought together, and I'm keeping the guitar that you gave me."
Right.
And the guitar in question is Kurt Cobain's. It's an acoustic guitar. The reason it's famous is because it's the one he played on MTV Unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's actually a kind of a semi-rare guitar anyway. Like, they only made 300 of these things. So it is a 1959 Martin D18E. This guy, his name is Isaiah Silva. This is the guy
the ex-husband.
The now ex-husband. They have reached a settlement on everything. The rightful owner of the guitar had long been a point of contention throughout their divorce. Silva claimed that Frances Bean gave him this guitar as a present. For her part, she says, "No, I didn't," which is an awesome defense. In addition to its monetary value, it's estimated to be worth millions of dollars. The guitar is said to be one of only 300 made at the time, and supposedly the last one that Kurt Cobain ever played before his passing.
I would bet that he wrote a lot of songs on that, too.
Sure, right. Courtney Love says it was meant to stay within the family. It's not his to take. She went on to call the guitar a treasured heirloom, said Frances never planned to give it away for good. TMZ is saying Frances wants to move on from the divorce. And Silva is keeping the guitar.
She's decided to end the argument.
She has settled her divorce with Isaiah Silva. They have reached a property settlement agreement 6 months after their divorce became final. It looks like she's getting the house, which means his baby mama needs to move out of there immediately.
So he's been living in it with another lady.
It sounds that way. He's going to get zero for spousal support. She actually did great in the divorce, other than she lost this guitar. He wanted $25,000 a month, and she's paying him goose egg.
How long were they married, even?
Not very long, Vinny.
3 years.
And they've been broken up for part of that.
Yeah, well, they're fully divorced. They've been fully divorced for 6 months. This is just the property settlement. So congratulations, Isaiah Silva. You are the owner of the Kurt Cobain guitar.
And you're hated.
Does he immediately sell that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, especially scumbag. Since he's not going to get
a he should stipend, sell it to her.
A monthly stipend.
He's getting no house and no money.
Good.
And she doesn't have to pay his legal fees.
You know, I didn't know this about her. Look, I liked Nirvana. Sure. I loved that time in music. It was pretty exciting to be around and see those shows with Nirvana and Pearl Jam and the Seattle explosion. And, yeah, it was a pretty good time for music. But I do have a soft spot in my heart for her just because that she came out of that horrible marriage. And
she looks exactly
her
like
her dad
him.
Killed himself and... but I heard that she's been sober now 2 years.
Yeah,
she
is sober.
And I don't know, you know, with addicts and alcoholics, that could end any minute. So mm-hmm. she may not be as I speak, but it was nice when I read that story to see that she'd sort of pulled herself out of a pretty rough patch. And well, hopefully this is part of that sort of rebirth.
Well, and, you know, when we're young, we make terrible mistakes that we don't see the long-term repercussions of, and hopefully she's learned a lot from this. I mean, she...
Maybe she didn't, though, because she didn't earn all the things that she's been handed.
That's true. You but know? Now that she sees how quickly they can be taken from her when she makes terrible decisions, you know, hopefully, she's growing up. She's, what is she, early 20s?
25.
Oh, God, is she 25? Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Bono and The Edge are making an appearance on Ellen today. So if you're a fan, it sounds really funny. They were at the studios and they were rehearsing for their performance of Love is Bigger Than Anything in Its Way. So they're going to perform that on the show. And her assistant called in sick. So she had to turn to Bono and The Edge to help her get her life together. Someone's got to book my lunch for me and someone needs to call and pick up my coffee. So I guess they played personal assistant to her and it was hilarious.
Of course.
This Saturday is another wedding, not just the one in San Luis Obispo.
Right.
Will Hooman be at this one?
Invited to the big one?
I'll tell you, if he was invited to this one, he'd have to go.
Oh,
it's
heck yeah.
The royal wedding.
I would give him a day off for that.
Oh, sure.
That's a miracle, everyone. Save that soundbite.
So earlier today, we were talking a little bit about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's wedding. It's this weekend. Her dad is not going to walk her down the aisle. In the end, it turns out, I believe he's either in surgery right now. I don't know what time zone he's in, but his surgery on his heart was, you know, open heart. They have to clear blockages and put in stents and do all the things. He's out of commission for a little while. So he's not only not going to be there, he's not walking her down the aisle. It looks like her mom is going to do that.
I feel sad that she's not there for her father's surgery.
Sure. Well, she is in the middle of her big day.
I know, but that's your dad.
So she has these half siblings. I don't know how many she has because they keep coming out of the woodwork. She's got this sister Samantha, who's a real peach and has been telling all kinds of stuff. And Thomas Markle is her half brother. Junior. Sorry, mm-hmm. Thomas Markle's her dad. Thomas Markle Jr. is her half brother. And I had heard this. The first I heard of him was today. But I guess back in April, he wrote an open letter that got posted to Prince Harry saying why he shouldn't marry Meghan Markle. And he's an ass.
Someone texted that we read this letter.
I do not believe that
and
we did.
I don't remember it at all.
So you've now proofread it and you are going to read it to us.
I would like to say this man, by the way, he put a pistol to his girlfriend's head during a row last year, was arrested by cops. He's a real peach. But the whole family, no wonder she wants to get the hell out of there. He was arrested in January after holding a gun to his girlfriend's head. He's got some kids. I mean, there's a few little notes about him, but here is the letter that he wrote that was an open letter that In Touch magazine published. It looks like it was written on April 26, 2018. Dear Prince Harry, it's not too late. Meghan Markle is obviously not the right woman for you. This is Meghan Markle's brother. As more time passes to your royal wedding, it became very clear that this is the biggest mistake in royal wedding history. I'm confused why you don't see the real Meghan that the whole world now sees. Meghan's attempt to act the part of a princess like a below-sea average Hollywood actress is getting old. What kind of person starts out by using her own father until he's bankrupt, then forgets about him in Mexico, leaving him broke over mostly all her debts? And when it's time to pay him back, she forgets her own father like she never knew him. By the way, I'm reading the actual letter. That's why I'm stumbling with the handwriting is not wonderful. My father will never recover financially from paying Meghan's way, nor emotionally from disavowing him. Meg is showing her true colors. Sounds like he's trying to hit them up for money. It's very apparent that her tiny bit of Hollywood fame has gone to her head, changing her into a jaded, shallow, conceited woman that will make a joke of you and the royal family heritage. Not to mention, to top it all off, she doesn't invite her own family and instead invites complete strangers to the wedding. Who does that? You and the royal family should put an end to this fake fairy tale wedding before it's too late. Her own father didn't get an invite. Whom should be walking her down the aisle? I'm just reading what he wrote. She easily forgets. If it wasn't for my father, she would be bussing tables and babysitting to pay her old debt off.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
The whole world is watching Meg make bad decisions and choices. It's not too late, Harry. Meghan is still my sister. She is family. So whatever happens is up to her. Whether she wants to forget knowing me or the past of her family, family comes first. Also, you would think a royal wedding would bring a torn family closer together. But I guess we're all distant family to Meg. Sincerely, Tom Markle Jr.
What? Where did he write this to?
Well, he wrote it in an InTouch magazine, grabbed it and put it up. At least that's the watermark across all the way across the front of the letter. So I actually feel really bad for Meghan. It does seem like when the spotlight gets shown on you, it shines on your family too, and all your past stuff. And doesn't seem fun.
No,
I'd be crying all week. Like, oh my God, can I get a hitman? Does the royal family have hitmen that we can send to? Didn't you say James Bond could take care of this yesterday, Vinny?
Maybe, sure.
Like, I'm thinking that's the answer. We just need to kill her family.
But
yeah,
I wonder if there's any truth to that. Her dad paying off her bills, all that stuff.
Listen, dads help their daughters all the time.
Absolutely.
Who knows what their relationship is? I mean, clearly
I think he worked in Hollywood, the dad.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I think he was a cinematographer. Oh. He even got a few Emmy Awards of some type.
Well, you know, the bottom line is we really don't know the backstory on this, but it's pretty ugly when a brother is writing an open letter saying that she's shallow and a wicked woman and, you know, whatever else he was saying. And it's just, I think it reflects badly on him more than anybody else. And it sounds like he's just mad because he wasn't invited to the wedding. You don't even invite your own family? Well, she doesn't like you. You're not a good person.
We can't have you around other people, jerk.
Yeah.
Right?
So, right.
That could be the explanation. Oh, I'm glad I got to this. Deadpool co-stars Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool 2, of course, is opening this weekend.
And the movie review is tomorrow.
Yes.
That's right. And unfortunately, it doesn't sound like it's as good as Deadpool 1.
Wow. Don't jump to conclusion.
How could... What?
Okay. Don't jump to conclusion.
All right.
Okay.
It didn't... The hints we got weren't great.
No. You definitely... You first... We were... I think this was on The Secret Show yesterday.
Oh.
Hooman at first is...
Cone.
Careful.
Oh, okay. I won't say anymore. I'm just trying to refer people to where they can hear the clues that were dropped.
Cone.
Of...
You know,
shame.
We've been on an upbender at my house, and I love that we turned that little moment in that film into something we all dread.
Mm. A cone of shame.
I did get a cold grip around my heart when I heard that.
I think we've all worn it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And Bryn, have you worn it?
What?
The cone of shame?
I have before.
Has Hooman?
Yeah, I was the first one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hooman?
I've worn it. You've worn it.
For sure. Vinny's worn it.
Any update on The Greatest Showman?
I've worn it.
No?
BS. What?
Liar.
Any update on what?
The Greatest Showman?
No.
No, haven't watched it yet. Maybe this weekend.
All right.
Last weekend was very busy between the Jenny's Light Run and Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And I had to clean the garage and the bathrooms upstairs. For real.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
I believe you.
Are you the dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had to entertain the neighborhood
kids.
Are
you the dad?
You had to see what was going on in my garage in that moment, you guys. Then, as they're circling me, ask, peppering me with questions, the neighborhood kids. They're like, hey, can you touch that thing? I'm like, what? A bike hanging off a rack that was, could you touch that? I'm like, well, of course I can. Yes. They put their bike down and they're both running at this bike trying to swing at it. I'm like, what is happening?
You're playing with children.
Yeah, their kids so weird, though.
Kids like you. Fun.
Well, until I threw them out. Get out of here, you guys.
You gotta sweep up your tire tracks.
Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Remember when people stole his blood and were using all this?
Autographed
some
stuff?
Oh, my God.
He's the bus driver in Avengers.
He is saying his ex-business partners took advantage of a grieving old man battling to save his sight and essentially stole his good name. He is suing for $1 billion. This is POW Entertainment. I guess these guys, Shane Duffy and Gil Champion, he co-founded this company with them. He's suing them for $1 billion, claiming they either tricked him into signing over the exclusive rights to his name, image, and likeness, or flat-out forged his signature. POW was just sold to a Chinese company called Camsing in 2017. During negotiations, Lee says, I basically wasn't there. I was in poor health, dealing with vision loss due to macular degeneration and grieving over the death of my wife, Joan. Mm-hmm. According to documents, he had no idea that this company was being sold. Apparently, POW had to get a sign off from Stan to use his name, and he claims he never would have signed that away. Like, okay, even if they were selling the company, my name wouldn't come with it. The lawsuit calls Stan's name the most important prized possession Lee and his family owned his entire life. He also points to the fact that he even refused to give Disney the right to use his name when he struck a multi-billion-dollar deal with the movie company. He's suing for $1 billion and with an order to get his name back, because I guess this Chinese company owns his name now. Crazy. And I'm not sure if these are the same people who stole his blood and were selling, like, autographs. You could get his blood signature on. So, I mean, they're already forging his signature.
Yeah.
Or maybe they made a stamp. Just dip it in his blood. So that's ongoing. He is old, too. How old is he now?
He's 95.
Jesus. You know, if this is a recent picture, he doesn't look all that bad for 95.
Well, he keeps finding his way into these films, too.
He does.
So.
In case you haven't already seen it, the Queen trailer for the movie Bohemian Rhapsody is up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That's correct.
You know, there are people who are bitching about this, saying, because he looks, I feel like he's really embodying, it looks like it's going to be a great movie. They're saying they're not showing that he's gay in the trailer. I'm like, it's the trailer. Was he got to have a, you know, relationship in the trailer? Like, just wait for the movie.
I wonder how they're going to handle that, too, because didn't he hide it at first?
He sure did. Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to do that.
I don't know.
I hope well. It would be a bummer for that to be. I can see why people would be touchy about it.
Right.
Because he's an icon.
Absolutely. But people are, you know, it's the trailer. Like, show about the band. Like, okay. I'm sure they're going to get into a 2-hour movie.
Agenda, Sarah.
Apparently so, Vinny. All right, that's going to do it for the trash. What's coming up in the news?
Is it wrong to put laxative in brownies and feed them to your friends?
Should I hold my thoughts on this?
Tell me after these. Right.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This particular portion of the program on Hump Day is brought to you by California's Great America. Jam with Jane at Bottle Rock Napa Valley.
Jane's the best.
Jane is the best.
I love that Jane so much.
She's adorable.
She wrote me, actually. Remember when we were talking about the Maroon 5 might play our party?
Yeah.
You know, the make-believe
the
one where we
party.
Can get any band we want.
Two bands.
And then
two
we
bands.
Were talking about the meet and greet.
Mm.
Jane was at that meet and greet as well. And if Jane can't touch Adam Levine, you know Adam Levine. She wrote me and said, I was at that meet and greet too.
Maybe Bahati Prinsloo made the rule.
Oh, his
He's mine. Wife.
Soon to be bride. They weren't married at that time.
Oh.
I bet you they hadn't even met at that time.
Oh. What? Do they have two kids now?
Yeah. Or is she pregnant right now, or has she just had?
You know, I haven't
kid.
Seen a story
remember.
About her in a while, yeah. so I don't know.
Let's ask Jane what two bands she would have for her party.
I'd have the Smiths. And
I like the Smiths. Don't say that.
No, it's but they're not really. I wouldn't think of them as a party band.
Joy Division.
Like, yeah, Joy Division and the Smiths. She'd have that. What is the one she likes right now?
Pale Waves.
Pale Waves. She'd have them.
Bauhaus and Joy Division.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a fun party.
So anyway, Jane has a special little section. She's going to be hanging out at the Jam Cellars at their special little booth. And all kinds of stuff is happening there. First of all, it's a great view of the Jam Cellar stage. Mm-hmm. That's the main stage. And they have special guests coming by. It's a great view. And Jane's there the whole time. I don't think you can... I mean, there's no, like... rule against touching her. You should get her permission, her consent first.
Of course.
You know, but you can probably hug her in pictures or, you know, hold hands with her. I don't know what
she's
her rules are.
She's very friendly.
She is very friendly.
She's a nice lady.
And she does
a
killer job at hosting that
jam
pad.
Oh, let's see. She's texting
does.
Me.
Good kiss up.
You're not going Sunday?
Nah, I think I'm just going to go on Friday.
What?
Yeah, I might go Saturday too.
Well, you'll get to see Muse though.
Yeah, I want to see Muse. And there was somebody else that I wanted to see on... I think
Michael Franti.
He's on Saturday. Man, this is a good lineup. What you really want is to go all 3 days. We have Sunday tickets. It's completely sold out. You get wristbands to hang in the Jam Pad Club Room with Jane. You have to be over 21 to win these tickets. Call now, 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 97.
So Jane says her two bands would be the 1975 and The Cure.
She does love the 1975.
She does. Actually, The Cure would be amazing.
She, like, goes to Vegas to see that.
Oh,
like,
really?
She'll travel to see the 1975.
Oh, that's cool.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love. Only two more days till Friday.
Pale Waves just sent it a heartbreak emoji.
Aw.
They're not on your list?
Well, they're probably on the list somewhere. California's Great America. Get your 2018 gold season pass now at cagreatamerica.com. But hurry, the price goes up May 29th.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our website where you can watch this show.
Hello.
There we are.
Yep. If you were watching earlier, you got to see Yuzette's new bra.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And underwear.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true, too.
And us breaking our necks to see that show.
Yeah. We're an HR nightmare.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Edith.
You really
yeah, sorry, Edith.
Winked at the camera when you said that?
Sure. I want Edith to know I care.
A 47-year-old woman at an engineering company near Ann Arbor, Michigan, found out that a coworker she hated was leaving the job earlier this month.
Oh.
It's not clear what their beef is. But it looks like they've had issues.
Oh.
So she decided to send them off by pretending to be nice and giving them some some homemade brownies on their last day laced with laxatives.
So this is this one coworker she doesn't like's last day, and she like gives her laxatives to take home with her?
No, she made brownies.
Oh, for the whole crew.
And brought them into work.
Oh, what a delight this person is. I wonder which of these people is the one who's at fault for the beef that these two have.
She told another coworker about the,
oh,
the
that
gag.
Dummy. See, that's the problem. You can't tell anybody.
Exactly.
She was trying to save that person from having the drizzlies
later. Well, she thought
later.
They were on her side. Like,
yeah,
you
no
hate
one's on
this,
her side.
This person, too. But they snitched. And that's when the cops got involved. She tried to deny it, but they threatened to have a forensics team test the brownies to see what was in them, and that's when she came clean, and she got herself fired.
So did the other lady get to stay?
In the end, the coworker she had a feud with didn't even eat them. And they say, you know, obviously she's lucky she didn't, because she didn't want to poop herself.
So some people did eat them.
I don't have that here in front of me.
Oh, boy.
But... oh, they say here that she'd be facing more jail time if they had eaten them. So I guess no one ate the brownies.
So she told the person and they snitched in time.
The story was uncovered before the poop brownies were eaten.
Mm.
Or the
yeah, don't lace food with laxatives. Don't put anything in food that isn't food.
Right.
That's not... it's wrong.
This is weird.
All right.
But I thought I'd mention it. It'll obviously send all of our... Bienvenidos, mis amigos. It'll send all of our... Please stay. Don't be upset by this story I'm about to
do.
What
the hell are you going to do?
Aren't going to like that Taco Bell is officially America's favorite Mexican restaurant.
Oh, that is horrifying.
How's that possible?
That is not,
that's not right. What?
Was Michael, I think.
Did he just order a Mexican milk?
Bell?
I think he wants a Taco Grande Supreme.
I think he agrees with us saying that that's not cool.
I don't know how that's possible, but they won the...
I guess maybe because we're so spoiled by good Mexican food in California. Because I'll tell you something.
Must be it.
There's no good Mexican food in Massachusetts or St. Louis. There's Taco Bell, and that's about it. Oh. There's a chain called El Torito.
Yeah, there's El Torito here.
El Torito's here.
Yeah, that was the only exposure I had to Mexican food growing
up.
El Torito.
Do you know Pedro's?
Sure, Pedro's Cantina in Santa Clara.
Yeah, is that a chain?
I don't know about that, Vinny.
My people went
Pedro's
Nate there before
right off 101.
The Taylor Swift show.
Yeah,
and I was well. They were like, she said, yeah, it's a chain. It's good. It's fine.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh,
I've done events there before.
I don't feel like I know them as a chain, but all right.
Yeah,
I'll.
It's so funny. There's like
always
you'll
eat
see
Mexican
it right
food.
Off 101, and all the buildings built around it. It's just this little place, little restaurant, and then all these tall ass buildings that came and. Surrounded it.
Oh, speaking of, I was mentioning, and I'll get to the text a little later, and obviously we'll read those at the end of the show too, but someone had written that all of the cranes that I keep seeing as I'm coming into town.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's in part for the Warriors Stadium.
Right.
But most of those aren't. I thought the stadium was closer to the water.
It is. It's right by the water.
Right. These
it's
are
right by
actually
the
Lefty closer to the freeway.
Bridge.
So if you're coming to work, so you're going northbound.
I see them right off the freeway.
Your cranes are to the left?
To the right,
to the right,
but right there, just south of the hospital, and
that stadium is. I mean, you can already see it's a stadium. Like it's.
Yeah, it's not the state. There might be cranes over there too.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about there must be 8 or 10 of them
off
the freeway.
We had heard that there are a bunch of right kind of near the Salesforce Tower. Even there's a bunch, and there are some big holes dug there. And,
yep.
I mean, San Francisco's getting taller.
Biz is booming here in San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, someone says there's a Pedro's in Los Gatos.
Yeah, there are
so
a few
I guess
of them.
Las Gatos.
Las Gatos.
A new study looked at binge drinking rates in the 381 biggest cities in the country, and 10 of the drunkest cities are concentrated in a very specific region. And let me count this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7 of the 10 drunkest cities in America are in Wisconsin.
Oh, well, congratulations, cheeseheads.
Okay.
Wisconsin, you win.
Yeah, that's
Green
a
Bay,
dubious honor.
Appleton, Madison, Oshkosh, it goes on and on. And then the others, Fargo, North Dakota, Missoula, Montana, and Grand Forks, North Dakota.
You think that's just a product of nothing better to do?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Drinking is just a way to kill a night.
Yeah. And the least drunk city in the country is Provo, Utah.
Oh, because
Utah
it's dry.
Has a bunch of, right.
They have to leave town to binge drink there. I'm going to Salt Lake City. Is that dry too? Can't be.
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
I bet it is dry. Or at least.
Probably all kinds of laws.
Yeah, you probably can't buy booze there between certain, I don't know. It's weird leaving California because you see there's a lot of stuff going on with booze laws.
Right.
There were
the blue laws.
There the in Philly there were some weird laws.
There were. It wasn't as.
You couldn't buy beer anywhere on a Sunday.
Right. Oh no. You could though walk into a bar and buy a six pack from the bar.
It's just stupid.
It's really weird. Yeah, Boston, Massachusetts, there's no, I think I don't know if it's still this way, but you could never buy any booze after 11 p.m. And I think it would go back on sale maybe at 8 a.m. or 6 a.m. But you couldn't buy it after 11 a.m. and you couldn't buy it at all on Sunday. So you had to make sure that you
stocked up,
pre-bought.
Hello,
what you needed.
I need a 12er of Coors at the local gas station right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you can get it. The
California rules.
Yeah, California is the best. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, there are some things that suck, like 13% income tax rate. But other than that.
Housing prices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cost also that cost of food, cost of everything. Right. Yeah. Okay. It's a good place.
Yeah.
Love it here.
We were talking about rents earlier, and the texters did write in. We'll talk about
that.
According to a new survey, 86% of dog owners say they would dump someone who didn't like their dog. They'll dump you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's a conflict, you know.
Yeah. Bye.
I mean, I'm stuck with this dog, so.
Yeah, look at me. I have a cat
Let's
now.
I'm stuck with the dog. I love that dog.
Oh, you love your dog.
Stuck
I know.
With you too.
But sometimes people are stuck with dogs.
You're not, though.
Oh, hey, garage cat.
You get to go out and play. You certainly could go find a better place if you want.
Have you caught any mice lately?
I don't even know where I am.
Oh.
I can't even see the mice anymore.
So it's hard for you.
My kidneys are failing.
Oh, no.
No, they're not, you liar.
Oh, poor garage cat.
Garage cat is lying.
Yeah.
Your kidneys are just fine. Anyway, people, you got to like their dog or they're dumping you. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Fact, 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 fact.
One of the sperm whale's main defense mechanisms is
sperm
crapping himself.
Oh.
Oh man.
That's a defense mechanism?
They release so much.
Oh boy.
It's hard to see through the wall of crap in the water. Yep. You pooped yourself.
Wow.
And then you made a break for it. Too bad you're like 3 tons.
Yeah. How fast can a whale go?
I don't think very fast.
Who's trying to get the sperm whale?
I don't know. When we were talking about whales earlier, because yesterday I went surfing and there were a bunch of whales in the water breaching right there, just out past the surf line. So cool to see. Someone had written in, and I've been reading about this. There have been killer whales seen hunting the baby whales that are migrating with their
I watched
parents.
That the other day.
It's
that
awful.
Is horrible.
It's nature can be so awful that you have to turn your back on it.
Yep.
Like, I just can't watch.
It's what's happened. That
it's
is
too
the
rough.
World.
And that's just real life.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even say, hey, killer whales, beat it.
Right.
You punks. Yeah. Like, what are you going to?
Well, they got to eat, too.
Right. They're just trying to.
Well, they can eat a lot of other things.
Yeah,
I don't know why they're going after that.
Because it's easy.
It's not.
It's a food chain.
So here's how it works.
No,
it's probably fun for them. Don't do it.
No, they coordinate. They outsmart the whales.
Yeah, they're smart.
A lot of distraction.
Let's make this happen.
I have the speed of the sperm whale. It's 3 to 9 miles per hour.
Is that fast
that
in the water?
That is so slow.
Seems like a shark could go a lot faster than that.
All right.
Who's trying to get them? Who's trying to get a sperm whale? Is it a shark?
Anything.
Yeah. I guess.
Sharks, killer whales. Look at them.
Do you want to know the fastest fish in the world?
Yes.
It's a sailfish, 70 miles per hour.
Wow.
Oh, 70? Really?
A sailfish?
Yeah, you know what a sailfish? Pull it up.
Are they like the ones with the big spiky thing
on it? It looks like a marlin or something
like
that, right?
Yeah, it looks
like
a swordfish, yeah.
That's fast, 70 miles an hour. In the water, that's pretty speedy. They're the cheetahs of the sea.
So basically, yeah, it's the black marlin, then the sailfish.
You like that, Fred?
I did. It's a good analogy.
What did she say?
Nothing.
All right.
Here are the top 5 things people do when they can't sleep and need to unwind.
Oh.
This is to relax.
What, read. Get I'm going to say reading. Reading.
Sarah put her hand up, so I called on her.
God.
Because I have a few things I try when I cannot get to sleep. Like on a Sunday night, I try getting myself. I read every night, so that always makes me sleepy.
I just said that. She stole
my reading.
Answer.
You said that. I thought that is a good one.
You got it right, Sarah. Reading is number one.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, human. You lose. What about
Self-love comes in at number 5, Sarah.
What about
so
deep breathing exercises?
What? Hold on.
Deep breathing.
No.
Turning your pillow over to get to the cool side?
Close your eyes, trying to clear your mind, which basically means meditate. That comes in at number 4. Take a bath. Watch TV and read is number 1.
But get yourselves on there.
It's on.
It
comes
help.
In at number
really,
5.
You know, sometimes it's like. But all the
it's
times
easier
it's like, well,
for
I did that.
To do that though.
Yeah, 30 seconds later. Okay, right. What now?
Now what? Now I'm still awake.
Right.
Why is it easier for girls?
Because I think, well, first of all, there's not, you know, a mess.
Clean up.
Yeah.
There at the end. or the same kind of mess, I should say, there at the end. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And there's, I think there's more, you can do that.
I don't need an iPad. Is that what you're...
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
Or lube.
Right. No, I don't need any of those things.
Right.
You need all, you need all kinds of equipment.
Oh, I usually want
to.
It's 1 o'clock.
Have you ever, that's not happening next to you while you're sleeping in like at 11 at night ever.
Well, if it is.
You don't know?
I'm not aware of it. We have,
well, that's good.
You know, we have a Tempur-Pedic, so I wouldn't know.
And the wall of pillows between.
And the wall of pillows. Oh, and two separate mattresses because we have the flexi beds, whatever those are called, adjustable beds. Hmm. Yeah, I don't notice. I'm sure he does.
Really? Right there next to you?
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know, because no one wants to be like,
No, I'm never going to. If I woke up and it was going on, I'd be like, okay, well, I guess I'll just ignore that.
Right.
Trying to get back to sleep. Well, hope that's over soon.
Shot, right? Yeah, that does seem like. I like to do that in private.
I don't want any part of that.
I mean, unless we're both doing it for a purpose.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Regarding Frances Bean Cobain, maybe that's her end game move. She doesn't give him support or pay lawyer fees, so he sells the guitar and she ultimately buys it back.
Oh.
That would be worth paying someone to just sit and wait for him to sell it and then snatch it up. Chances are she would easily be able to be the highest bidder if she really wants it back. I hope that's the case. I do. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
As awful as it is that guy offed himself and left this little girl behind with that
Courtney
mom,
Love, right?
He did leave her a mountain of money, and whether you like Nirvana or not, they're a giant piece of the '90s music history. A giant piece,
absolutely.
And
she's
so,
rock royalty,
yeah, for sure. And so she's got stuff that should remain in their family.
Yeah, I thought of that too. Like, well, he'll end up having to sell that, and maybe she can get her hands on it that way. But if it's several million dollars, maybe she just does chalk it up to like, okay, that is a hard, hard lesson that I learned. And you know, would it be silly to spend that money on that guitar? I don't know. I suppose though, she could always auction it off herself later on. If she ran out of money or something.
She's not going to run out of money. No. You got to really...
What is she worth? Do we have any idea?
Well, I looked it up. It's just, which surprised me because I thought she was worth a lot more. But it said as of 2018, it was $11.2 million. But I thought she was worth like a
$200
million.
Yeah. She should be worth, unless it's in some kind of...
Trust.
Like ladder payout.
Right.
System.
That's possible.
But if there was a laddered payout system, why would they have given her that guitar? Mm. Like if you've done a trust, you'd think they'd say these things aren't yours to sell; they're yours to have.
Right.
But you do not.
Well, that's just a failing. You know, that's just a guitar that was one of his possessions that just went to her. I guess.
He was such a junkie, though. It's hard to believe he even had a trust done.
I wonder. Well, thank goodness, right? Otherwise, Courtney would have blown through all the money. I wonder. If she gets a bunch of royalties or stuff that gets added, because I know Courtney got a bunch of money from too, so I have no idea if she was left specific amounts.
Maybe
or if there's...
Courtney got the money and blew through it. Maybe
Courtney
that's how
supposedly
that went.
Did blow through a lot of money.
Because your wife does
worth?
Get your
if,
stuff.
If it's a living trust, then yes, it would be everything would go to her, but there would be money earmarked for the kid.
Estimated $150 million.
That's what Courtney's worth.
Yeah. It says Courtney Love already lost about $27 million of her Nirvana money. Well, that must be from the lawsuits and all that stuff.
I don't know. I know that she went crazy. I don't know if it was drug-induced, but there was definitely some rantings and ravings of what sounded like someone... not in touch with reality.
Right. She's definitely had her episodes.
And that she was talking about people who stole her money during those episodes.
So she's got $150 million, huh? Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's other money just somewhere waiting to be downloaded to Frances Bean, like when she turns 30.
30
I hope
something.
That's the
yeah.
case, that it's been laddered
right.
Some
for
kind
her.
Of tiered
I'll tell you this. The other day, this was just last week, on the drive into work, I played the Nevermind album from start to finish. It's short. I actually had to find other music to listen to. I listened to the whole thing. It's excellent.
I need to break.
Why?
Because I got to play this commercial before 9. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.